Hello and welcome to Community Spotlight. My name is Carolyn Smith, and each week I interview someone in our community who is either working with an organization or on their own to make Grant County a better place to live. Today my guest is Jeff Goen. Welcome, Jeff.
Thanks, Carolyn. It's nice to be here.
I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
So I know Jeff is involved in a lot of things in our community, but today we're going to talk about a couple of things he's working on. A lot of my friends have been telling me about wonderful meditation classes you've been leading, and I guess I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. But first, before we even go there, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be in Silver City?
Sure. I first learned about Silver City in the 1990s. I participated in the Tour of the Gila bicycle race a couple of times. And that sort of, from those experiences, I developed a really good connection with the town and the surrounding area, and kind of was always looking for an opportunity to kind of come back here and live here. And 5 years ago, the circumstances were such that I sort of had that freedom. And so it was 5 years ago, Labor Day, that I sort of landed in Silver City. And since then, I've kind of... like a lot of folks in town, and I say it affectionately, of course, kind of cobbled together a living doing a lot of different things. My life's work, I really would say, is meditation and teaching people how to meditate. And I that's kind of my volunteer work. You know, Kathleen Wigley and I started Single Socks, and I still spend a lot of time with Single Socks. I'm still on the board of directors, although you know, Kathleen is responsible for the day-to-day management of the store. And that's a good thing. So.
How'd you get to be so lucky?
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Indeed, she's like great at all the things that I have absolutely no ability in. So yeah, she's really, really special, as you well know, Carolyn. So I've been meditating for a long time, and was kind of looking for an opportunity to avail meditation techniques and methods to other people. And so I was talking to my very first meditation teacher from years ago, and I said, I want to help folks learn how to meditate, and I want to sort of like give regular folks the opportunity to learn how to meditate. I mean, I love all my sort of spiritually minded kind of counterculture, and I say that term affectionately as well, folks in town. But a lot of them already know how to meditate. It's kind of, I refer to the folks at Walmart. I want to teach the folks who shop at Walmart how to meditate, or at least give them the opportunity to. So my meditation teacher said, go to the hospital. She said, regular people go to the hospital and go to the holistic care committee and see if they'd be interested. And it just fell together really easily and really naturally, and started this class at Billy Casper Wellness Center called Meditation for Everyone! ! And we named it that because they wouldn't let me name it Meditation for Regular Folks. But
because it's really for people who just maybe have never been involved or exposed to meditation is really the audience you're looking for, not people who have had experience with it.
Precisely correct. Precisely correct. And the classes, we've been doing the classes at Billy Casper for about a year now, and they've been really well received, I think. We've got a nice mix of experienced meditators and folks who don't have much experience, and we've got a nice diversity that I was hoping for. It's every Tuesday. I got to make this plug because who knows if I'll have a chance to make it again. Every Tuesday night from 5:30 to 6:15, free, open to the public, and the classes are presented as a series. A person can attend one, some, or all of the classes in the series. It's totally on a drop-in basis. So, yeah.
It also does provide a service for people who already do meditation, in that it's a regular time where you can get together with other people. Because I've done a little bit of meditation, and meditation in a group is a different experience from meditating by oneself, I find. Do you find that to be the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some people don't care for it as much. Some people like it. I happen to like it. And the class is 45 minutes long. And the first half is kind of a guided meditation, which I lead people through. They just kind of go along for the ride and enjoy themselves. And then the other half is kind of a commentary on a different topic, you know, that sort of affects people's daily lives. The last series that we just had was called Overcoming Anger. And then next series that starts on January 8th is called Embracing Change. We know the words, you know, the only thing constant in life is change, but still we're not exactly sure how to put it into practice. At least some of us aren't sure how to put it into practice in our daily lives. So we're going to explore some methods for that in our next series.
And does that involve a dialogue with the folks who are there, or is it a conversation, or is it, or just maybe just you propose that and then you meditate on that topic? I mean, how does that work?
Well, it kind of varies from class to class. Typically, the format is the guided meditation, and then I give sort of a talk, and then that sort of, it's amazing how fast the 45 minutes go. So often we'll just break the class without much interaction, mm-hmm. but over the course of each series, you know, people have questions and comments, and sometimes we'll dedicate an entire class to discussion and exchange like that. So we kind of mix it up a little bit from class to class and series to series.
Great. And what do you think some of the benefits of meditation are?
Well, I think that the most valuable asset that a human being has is his or her own mind. I think the true underlying nature of our consciousness is one of tranquility. I think that's a fundamental characteristic. Thing is, with our daily lives, and we get busy and we sort of get preoccupied with different things and develop some limiting mental habits, I think that we sort of sometimes move a long ways away from that inner tranquility. And I think meditation is a way for us to get back in touch with that inner quiet, that stillness, that tranquility, and sort of and as a result, kind of get back in touch with our true nature, not the sort of busy, frenetic, anxious, I've got so many things to do, multitasking mind, but just kind of settle into that space within our consciousness where we can sort of refocus and remind ourselves of the things that are really important. Yeah, that's kind of the biggest one benefit I can kind of think of that comes to mind off the cuff. Yeah. And I should also say, Carolyn, that I think also meditation can be dress rehearsal for daily life. You know, there are certain states of mind that benefit us through the course of our daily action, interacting with our friends and our family members, co-workers, and so forth. States of mind like compassion, humility, generosity, patient acceptance, you know, and meditation is kind of a time when we can sort of become familiar with those states of mind and almost like practice them, you know, the things that we're able to do best, we're able to do through being familiar with those things. So if during meditation we become more and more familiar, like with patience, then when we're out living our daily lives, you know, we encounter a challenging situation, through that familiarity, we can naturally default to a mind of patient acceptance when we encounter a challenging situation versus the mind that some of us are kind of more familiar with, which is anger, you know, and, you know, you say something I resent, well, because I'm familiar with this response, I'm going to say something that hits you back harder than you hit me, kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Meditation is a way for us to become familiar with a more productive, beneficial response and, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. lifestyle. Yeah.
That's I haven't really ever thought about that take on it, but that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, if it's like you experience those things and that becomes part of who you are. So then if that's more of who you are than other, you know, ways of being, then and when a situation comes up, that's how you will respond to the situation.
Precisely correct. Yeah. I kind of, in some respects, I call meditation dress rehearsal for the main event. And the main event is daily life,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Jeff, I also know that last fall you took off and went back to school. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. Again, a conversation with my very first meditation teacher. I was kind of at a little bit of a transition point for my sort of professional working life. And I'm kind of pondering sort of what next in terms of what I can do, what I should do to earn a living. And but my that same meditation teacher who said go to the hospital, you know, kind of she herself is a successful hypnotherapist in the Bay Area. And we were kind of talking, and she said, you know, kind of just casually, she said, you know, you'd probably make a good hypnotherapist. And there was a long pause, and she said, you'd make a great hypnotherapist. She said, you should really look into this. And she's got really persuasive speech. So I said, okay, I'll think about it. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those, another example of those times when, you know, something is the right thing to do. It kind of falls together really easily. And 3 or 4 weeks after that conversation, I was enrolled in a really well thought of hypnotherapy school in Santa Fe. And 3 weeks after that, I was off for my first class, and I spent 2 months up there learning. 2 months, 5 days a week, 9 to 6 every day, really, really concentrated and intense, learning how to do clinical hypnotherapy and something called medical support hypnotherapy. So, and that the medical part is, you know, it's an complementary adjunct to sort of traditional medicine. It's not meant to replace that medicine. I was trained to make that qualifier very clear every time. So if it
did well, A plus.
Right. If it sounds a little canned, forgive me. But kind of the medical part is to help people prepare for a medical procedure for pain management, to help them recover from more quickly from a particular medical procedure. So stuff like that. Yeah. And so I passed my certification exam. So here I am in Silver City in practice as a professional clinical hypnotherapist.
In conjunction with the hospital here or with other medical health care providers? Or
It's private practice. Now I've been talking with other with doctors and healthcare providers who work at the hospital, letting them know of my availability and my services. But in terms of a formal relationship between me and Gila Regional, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah.
Someday.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you think that meditation and hypnotherapy are alike? I mean, you said your meditation teacher is involved with that, and now you are as well. Do you think there's a link there? Or?
Very, very close link. And in fact, I think they're different routes for arriving at the same place. You know, and I say, you know, thank goodness for hypnotherapy, because, you know, meditation, hypnotherapy take you to the same place, but not everybody sort of has the inclination or the ability or wherewithal to meditate. So through hypnotherapy, you kind of get some assistance and you sort of fast track it a little bit to get to a state of mind where you can work on particularly challenging things. Maybe, you know, it can be anything from self-esteem to weight loss to, you know, processing, you know, difficult events from earlier parts of our life to, you know, stopping bad habits like smoking, whatever it might be. Yeah, hypnotherapy is kind of a quick path with assistance from a professional therapist to sort of get to the heart of those matters and then process them. And for somebody who's not sort of inclined for whatever reason to meditate, this is a good sort of alternative to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else would you like to talk about in terms of hypnotherapy and how are you experiencing that being a hypnotherapist? You know, you went to school for it, and now you're actually practicing it.
Right.
How does that feel, and is it been a good experience so far?
Tremendously, tremendously gratifying. I have assisted some people in helping themselves, and at the end of the day, that really is what hypnotherapy is. Is it is a self-help method that is based in self-empowerment. And really what my job is to help people empower themselves to grow and to, you know, to solve problems and meet goals. We're so fortunate to be in a community like this because so many people here have such good hearts and good intention, and that makes my job as a hypnotherapist infinitely easier. I mean, the two really important criteria for somebody to have a successful or a beneficial experience through hypnotherapy is, one, they need to be really committed to getting better, to doing the work and getting better, whatever it is they feel they need to get better at or from, and rapport between the client and the hypnotherapist. You know, those two things really, really are the two most important determinants of success through these sessions. And I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you that all the people who have approached me so far are very committed to improving themselves, you know? So that's one thing out of the way. And so many people in Silver are, you know, just so laid back. It's so easy to get along with people here, as you know, mm-hmm. that kind of the two main criteria are just sort of like softballs that smack out of the park. And then the rest is just kind of doing the work, doing the protocols, and helped my first person quit smoking cigarettes. And he's been free from smoking for 3 weeks now and is going strong.
Great.
And it is great. It's the other thing I guess I'd like to say, Carolyn, if I may, about this therapy is it engages the power of the subconscious mind. And, you know, I think at some intellectual level, we all know, and maybe some intuitive level too, we know the power or the potential power of mind over matter. It's one thing to sort of understand that at some level. It's another thing to sort of understand and embrace the mechanics of how that works. And that was basically what my 2 months in Santa Fe were about, or learning the mechanics of harnessing the power of the subconscious mind and then use that power to heal both mentally and physically. And amazing things. Even for someone like me who's meditated for 14 years, just absolutely blown away by some of the things I've seen, some of the successes I've seen through, you know, engaging and directing the power of the subconscious mind through this therapy.
Well, great. Well, thank you for bringing both of these services to our community, both the meditation and now the hypnotherapy, and I wish you the best with all that.
It's my pleasure, Carolyn.
Thank you for being on Community Spotlight today.
Thank you very much.
This show is aired each week on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays right after the news at noon and the community calendar. So you can hear this episode and many others at this time, and I hope you will join me each week. Thank you again, Jeff, for being here.
You're welcome, Carolyn. Thank you.